Long Lecture, Skill 4. Sociology, Functionalist Perspective and Conflict Perspective. Listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
Today we're going to talk about functionalists and conflict perspectives, which are two opposing sociological points of view. To start things off, I'm going to talk about how each of these theories relates to the family. First of all, let's look at some family values that seem outdated in the 21st century. The conflict perspective of the family argues that men are the sole benefactors of the family arrangement. In the male-dominated traditional family, the male is the king of the castle and the breadwinner. Furthermore, in the past and present, men are given more rights and privileges than women. The domestic violence, especially between husbands and wives, may involve verbal or physical abuse, where women suffer beatings from their boyfriends or husbands. According to the conflict perspective, family violence is directly related to gender inequality. As far as the functionalist perspective of the family goes, it is more concerned with how the family helps to maintain social order and stability for the entire society. It looks at several family functions, such as the regulation of sexual behavior by outlawing incest. It also looks at mate selection and places a high regard for reproduction as a means of replacing members of society. Socialization, emotional care, and protection of family members are also ideals of the functionalist's approach. These two opposing theories are worth studying further. Let's return to the functionalist perspective. The key idea of the functionalist perspective is that everything in society is connected and held together by parts which support the system as a whole. In other words, if we change the family structure by having fewer children, then there will be a change in another part of society, such as education. Basically, each part is equally important and hinges on each other in order to survive. This places a heavy emphasis on order and stability and moves away from any kind of social change. Take the Industrial Revolution in Western countries as an example. Functionalists blame the revolution, saying that it was the leading cause of high crime rates, an increase in suicide, and social relationship change as people were moving to the cities. We can't talk about functionalism without discussing Comte, Durkheim, and Spencer, because they go hand in hand. These early social theorists experienced how social changes such as urbanization, industrialization, and democracy affected human behavior and organization in the 1800s. It was because of these changes that sociology came about as it tried to explain these changes. Functionalists were interested in the negative changes in the new social order, like anomie, a characteristic of living in a city. Once again, the functionalists blamed industrialization because urban life was chaotic during this time, especially with large numbers of people immigrating to cities like London, Manchester, or New York. Instead of trying to adapt to these new changes, functionalists wanted to understand how to preserve a stable social order. The functionalist perspective is also known as the sunshine perspective because it takes a pro-society position. In contrast, conflict perspective states that conflict, social inequality, and power and powerlessness are all key aspects of society which are unavoidable. We can associate Karl Marx with this perspective because he gave rise to the belief that by using the conflict approach, we can assume that some groups within society exploit other groups within society. Marx experienced firsthand what horrible working conditions the working class had to put up with because of the emerging capitalist class in Europe. They had little access to resources or possessions and had little power to improve their lives. This was fueled by the great movement into cities by peasants in the 1800s, which led to a mass labor force who were exploited by the capitalists. Understanding this working class struggle is the key idea for conflict theorists. Unlike functionalists, who believe that society is based on order and consensus, conflict theorists argue that the driving force of society as a whole is conflict over scarce resources and power arrangements. This theory assumes that exploitation occurs on a large scale between groups and that resources such as wealth and money are controlled by a handful of powerful groups within society. Other examples of resources include social status and access to healthcare or education.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. According to the lecture, click the box related to each description. Number 2. Which of the following are related to the conflict perspective? Click on two answers.